Welcome back to The Shallow Dive. It's been a minute, but I haven't had a whole lot to say in the last three calendar years. I've kind of lost my ability to record things properly or get the sound right. So the following podcast is an interview or a sit-down conversation, not really an interview because I didn't ask a lot of questions. So I guess you could say it's just a conversation, stream of consciousness between myself and my friend Brad. Brad and I have about 12 years between us. He is 12 years younger than me. And so our perspectives are very different on life, but we have so many of the same perspectives and so many of the same experiences, even though we have a pretty large age gap. So something I realized about this episode, I talk way too loud. I couldn't get the sound right once again because, you know, podcasting is something that takes some skill and some know-how, and I've completely lost those skills over the last 3 years. So forgive me, listen if you want. I think Brad's a really interesting person, and I just haven't had a whole lot to say. And so if there's any topics, if anybody hears this and you want topics to be addressed, I'm nobody, but maybe you want to hear something. Maybe you're bored and you just want to put on something while you're cleaning the house, and I've entertained you at some point. So I will put our socials in the description of this episode, as well as the email address. So, and I realize I say email because I'm very Midwestern. Anyway, I talk over my friend. I'm a little too loud. I'm a little too excited. And I say right a lot. So if anybody has seen my social skills, please send them back into my direction. And without further ado, here is my episode with my friend Brad. So do you want to introduce yourself just because I'm about to post this on our feed? And so, yeah, introduce yourself.
Sure. My name's Brad, and I am a friend and a fellow person who doesn't want to participate in regular capitalistic activities.
Right, and that's what we're here to discuss today.
Correct.
Because we have sent very short texts to one another of can't, won't, yeah, don't wish to, but we know what we mean.
But I will.
I mean, I have
to. I will tell you can't and I will tell you won't, but I'm going to.
But where am I texting you from? My desk. Where I'm currently
working.
Participating in a capitalist society. So, but we've never like sat down and out and out talked because there has been a pandemic in which we have not been allowed to, you know, breathe in general directions, but we're taking that risk today.
Yeah.
Because we have to.
We're boosted.
We're boosted, and that's the best we can do.
It is the best I'm going to do.
I can't do any better.
I literally cannot do any more. There's nothing else.
No, I've done it. I've avoided most people, which was not hard for me.
Well, I've not gotten it. Have you gotten it yet?
No. Knock on wood. Let's knock on this wood. What if we're getting it right now?
Well,
what if we're...
I think I had to have already had it.
There's no way I haven't.
Know. Yeah, there's no way that I haven't had it in the 2.5 years. I have to have had it already.
Right.
And I am like star power. Mario.
Yeah,
I'm the bullet zooming by. I win the game. Because
absolutely. I'm up the flagpole. I've reached the top of the flagpole. Yeah. I won all the points.
Bowser, like, X is over his eyes. He is dead on the ground.
Dead. Beat the boss.
I won.
Can't do it. I know. And that's what I'm like. So I haven't left my house to socialize in a month because quite literally,
everyone
has COVID.
Everyone I personally know is either
every person
currently dealing with COVID or has just gotten over COVID.
Right. And that is a cycle I don't wish to participate in.
I can't.
I just don't have the time.
And really, I'm going to tell you, my fear is not death. My fear is losing my taste and smell.
Yeah. I want to eat.
Like, if I can't enjoy food or Bath & Body Works candles anymore, right. I have nothing. Those are the only two things I have left that give me any serotonin. I'll be done.
Right. And I just don't want that. And
Might as
well be dead. Because that's the thing, too. People are like, oh my God, it's like mild. Like, people are like, let's be real. This is not mild. We are not doing well in society. And I just don't want it. And also, it's cold, which gives me a really good reason to not leave anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But the only place I went besides work, which is in my home, because I work from home, was the gym. And every person in that facility either, like you said, has it or has just gotten over it. I don't want in that cycle. I don't want it.
Mm-mm.
So I can't. But we have to go to work. We do have to work because the government said, you know what? What you're not going to do is miss work.
Right. Well, we played that game for a little. We were like, no work. And they were like, okay, fine, no work. And then everything caved in.
Yeah, they're like, oh, so shit just stops if you guys don't produce labor. So we're going to need you to pick up the pace.
We're going to need you to keep working. That working class, you're going to have to stay the working class.
Yeah, and by that we mean work yourself to death so that we profit. Right. Because you're still going to suck and you're not going to have any money, but you will be going to work sick and you will be going right now.
Right. Time off? No.
Never heard of her.
No. Even on, like, holidays, it's like, I feel as though I should be working.
Right.
Like, it has been so deeply ingrained into me that, like, on weekends, I wake up with anxiety.
Absolutely.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm so stressed out. And I'm like, why?
Right. What is your body reaction? It's because you're in, you are either at work or you are anticipating going to work.
Correct. Which is a nightmare, a cycle.
I don't want to do it.
It's the struggle bus.
Yes.
And actually, I wouldn't even say I'm on the struggle bus anymore.
No.
I would say that I have totaled my struggle bus and I am on a different vehicle.
It's not going well.
No.
And I don't want to do it. And I honestly, like, the saddest part is I've seen people say, and this is something that was like pre-pandemic too. I saw people say, you know, like, obviously I don't want COVID or I don't want, but there are some people that, like, almost wish they could get sick to have time off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or, like, be a close contact. Like, oh, my spouse or my person lives in my house got it. Mm-hmm. So, at least I don't have to go into the factory or whatever I'm doing. That is the saddest thought ever. Because, literally, when I was in my 20s, I got pink eye on purpose so that I couldn't go to work. That's a psychotic thing to do. Mm-hmm. But there was no days off. I wasn't there long enough to have days off. I had a kid, so any day off I had, if he was sick, I'd have to use my vacation, which was used up. Didn't have any money to go on vacation anyway, but I couldn't get a break. So I was like, man, you know, if I fell down these stairs, how much money do you think they'd have to pay me? Like, just a broken leg.
For sure.
Like, just a small, no internal injury.
How can I get out of work for, like, a month at a time?
Right. Just, like, what, a femur? That's a pretty bad break. Like, what can I do? And then you realize how psychotic that thought is, but it's truly the only reprieve you get from working sometimes.
I was off work for like a year.
Yeah.
A full year. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it was weird because I was kind of excited to come back. I was like, yay, I get to be a person again.
Right.
Like, I get to go and be productive in society and have coworkers and have like things to do every day.
Right.
Now I'm at a point where I sit and think, oh my God, what I wouldn't do to be an unproductive member of society.
Absolutely.
Like, I would love to just not. And the real reason behind it, I think, is the way that it is structured. Why do I have to get up every morning at 8 a.m. and work until 5, sometimes 6, and then start again? Like, every day of the week?
Every day.
You get weekends, but what can you do on weekends?
All the shit you couldn't do during the week, which is like your laundry, running your errands, getting your groceries. Like, you're cramming so much in those 2 days where there is no rest.
No rest. I've never had rest.
I just feel like there's nothing that has, like, everything sucks, but, like, there's nothing that's helped me more personally than staying home and working because I can throw a load of laundry in. Yeah. Right. I can, you know, dry the dishes on my lunch break or take my shower, and it's... If you're at home,
take the trash out.
Yes. If you can run and grab the mail, you're not waiting, looking on your phone on the USPS website going, shit, there's this weird document that has been scanned in today and it's in my mailbox. I wonder what it is. Then you have to wait. Then by the time you get home, if you want to go like to the gym, if you want to do anything, it's dark at 5 o'clock in the winter here. Oh, so it's just, it was the rat race part of like getting up, getting in my car and actually driving somewhere when it's cold or I just don't. A lot of places I worked never had windows. Like, we are just crammed in these weird situations. Even office work, which is, I would say, mentally draining, but at least you're, like, in a fairly clean, you know, safer environment than being in a factory and heavy machinery, all that. Mm-hmm. People have it much worse, but the way our society is structured, like you said, is, like, we have to be accountable at this time, every day, 40 hours a week. You're around people you didn't choose. Mm-mm. It's just, I don't want to participate.
Well, but like, and my problem really, I think, with the whole like 9 to 5 quote unquote thing, because it's first of all, it's never even 9 to 5.
Never.
It's 8 to 6.
Absolutely.
Let's be honest about that. It's 8 to 6, even when you work from home.
Yes.
I am on my computer usually by 8, and I am sometimes not off my computer until 6 or later.
Right.
Earliest I get off is 5. And it's so weird because people are like, oh, you know, like if I ever complain about it, they're like, oh, you know, it's just work. Like, don't let it get to you that much. And I'm like, it's 9 to 10 hours of my waking 16.
Right. Like, why are more people not? I think it's so crazy because when I feel like such an outsider when I do talk to people, because everyone has accepted our way of life as, well, it just is what it is. And I think it's to protect themselves. Like, they're like, you know, or they're just not thinking that deep, but they're probably like, well, got to go to work, make the best of it, live in the dream. I'd rather be dead. I would literally rather be dead.
I know. I think about it. I'm like, I would rather be a hooker.
Yes.
I would rather be a $20 hooker.
Absolutely.
Than continue doing what I'm doing.
Right. Like, because, and that itself is hard.
And it's every day, though.
Right.
And it's every job.
And no matter what you're doing, our value is based on what labor we can produce.
It's the hours thing for me, though, girl.
It just...
Like, how can you tell me that I have to work all day? Like, if it was like, I would rather work like 7 to 2.
Yeah.
That would be fine. Yes. I would feel so much better that I had some daylight, that I had, I could go to the bank.
Yes.
I could go to the BMV.
The doctor, wherever, like, you need to go.
I had to go get my license renewed the other day, and I had to take PTO.
Yes.
Like, why?
But, like, what if I just didn't work for a little bit and came back and you didn't? Like, why is it structured like this?
Yeah, what is going to happen while I'm gone?
That you guys can't, honestly, I don't understand it. Because, you know, what pisses me off, and I've noticed this so much, especially being at home, and not anybody in my department, like where I'm working now, but I did notice in the departments I've been in before, some people are salaried, right? So they don't have to clock in and out. So there's not a lot of monitoring where they are. Mm-hmm. And so if they wanted to run an errand, like, I would be so scared to run an errand on the clock. I don't know why. I'd be in an accident. They'd, you know, I'd hit my boss who's on lunch with my car. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I would. I'd get fired immediately. But there are people, like, my old manager that I was working for, she was taking meetings in her car. Like, I had to mute her on Teams because she was at the pharmacy. Mm. Like, But she was running errands on the clock. But I've got to, you know, clock out, not have a lunch for 3 days to make up if I was gone for 3 hours. Like, it's such a rat race that you don't even get to go to appointments or do anything because you only get a handful of PTO hours a year. Mm-hmm. If you want to go anywhere, good luck trying to schedule that. Mm-hmm. And then now you're stuck running errands on a lunch, and then Ding Dong, who runs the department, is out, you know, golfing or whatever the fuck she's doing. Because she didn't have to clock in and out. Nobody's going to check her time card. She got salary that week. As long, you know, there's no accountability somewhere. And then I'm going, okay, if I come back within 30 minutes, then I can take half a lunch tomorrow, but then I can also... The logistics of it, it makes no sense to me.
It is crippling.
It is, and it's not worth it. Like, I had to schedule some... I had 2 appointments I scheduled in February and then realized that's too many appointments. I'm going to have to stretch this out. Maybe I'll go in March. The psychotic, even when you have access to healthcare and I pay a decent, like, copay that's not going to break the bank, those are privileges. And then I can't even go to the doctor because I'm like, well, I have to schedule it out so I don't have to miss this much. And if I get, I don't want to do all that. It's mental labor.
I'll just die.
I'd rather just be dead.
Yeah.
Just sign me up for
it's
that.
It's okay. I'll just be ill.
And whatever this thing I was going to get checked out, can't be that bad. Mm-hmm. I'll text my doctor a picture. We'll see if he can look at it from there.
Oh, yeah. I will say my place of employment is good about those things. Like,
right.
If life happens and you have to go do something, everybody covers for you, and that's nice.
Yes.
And so you do get to do those things. But, like, the issue with it is, it's just, like, you're still... The tether is still there.
Yes.
Like, you are still... Like, even if I am not actively working at my desk... And that is additionally... That is another problem that I really hate. Like, why do I have to be here for 8 hours a day when the amount of things that I could get done, I'm gonna do in 4?
Yes.
I'm gonna tell you, I spend 6... of the hours a day working.
Yes.
I do. I spend 6. Rarely do I have to spend 8.
No.
So why do I have to twiddle my thumbs and keep my little security harness on for you to be able to yank me back whenever it's time, right? Like a fucking toddler, you know, with those leashes.
Yeah.
Like,
the backpack leashes.
Yeah, I can't ever get off my leash. Like, just let me unhook it. I cannot owe you.
No.
All of that.
No.
I can't. How can anybody do that? How has anyone put up with this as long as they have?
We just keep allowing it, and it's like, I think what's great about, like, the time we're in now is they have, I guess, just fundamentally here, at least in America, they've shown us how little anyone actually values us. And so mm-hmm. people are choosing their lives like, oh, well, it's not worth it. I personally can't afford to do that. I would love to do that. But I do think that it's the amount of money that I make that I'm not able to, which is a good thing because I'm a little privileged in that way. But if you are not getting paid very much and you're getting abused and you're getting, you know, the time, they're piecing out. But you're right. It's like, I can't tell you how many hours I have sat at a desk and, like, moved my mouse and pretended because a manager was watching me because I quite literally had nothing to do. I'd asked all my coworkers, can I help you? Do you need anything else? I've checked all the boxes. Mm-hmm. It's not that I sat there like, well, my work's done. Mm-hmm. Guess there's nothing else for me to do. I will, you know, hey, you got anything? How you got? No, we're good. Everybody's managing their own shit. Mm-hmm. We're 5 hours into the day. Okay, well, you have to be here till 6 on Fridays at this bank. Okay. Not a phone call came in. I had no tasks to do. So now, essentially, you could have just fucking paid me. And I would have gone home and got things done. And I could have been, you know, that would have been a salary job.
Or even, like, not pay me.
Yeah, at this point, don't fucking pay me. I want to go home.
Yeah, I'm good.
I don't want to be here.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm actually good. Thank you.
I'll make it. I would sacrifice. Like, I have, you know, when, if you've worked at, like, serving jobs and stuff, mm-hmm. like, where you'll literally give someone money to take your shift.
Yes.
Like, that's how desperate the working class is to no longer be the working class. Like, yes. I would give money to not work. Mm-hmm. It's not even opportunity cost anymore.
No.
I'm literally paying you so that I don't have to work.
Because I just can't bring my physical being into that building. No. I can't do it. Yeah. I didn't. That's why I was really bad about, like, working appointment-based stuff, like when I was a massage therapist, mm-hmm. because I liked doing massages. I liked the job that I had, mm-hmm. but literally anytime someone would schedule on me, like, because you have X amount of hours notice and you know your schedule's open, mm-hmm. somebody would schedule and I'd be like, ugh, like, you mean I have to show up, prep all this crap, and do this job? I'm like, can someone else take this? Like, I literally did not want to do it. I don't know. It just was the whole thought of getting up out of bed, especially for, like, one appointment or whatever. Mm-hmm. I would pay you. You go ahead and take it. Oh, mm-hmm. well, you'll lose, you know, $30 an hour. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I simply do not care. Because my emotions, I can't. I'm just I'm too nervous to work. I've decided. Anxious.
No,
I'm
I am just too.
Too nervous.
I don't know what it is, because I was thinking, I was like, I might... Well, what if I quit my job? What would that fix?
Right.
I would have to have another job.
Right.
And even if I didn't have another job, I would be anxious about not having money.
Absolutely, because you can choose to be broke,
mm-hmm.
or you have to work. And then the independently wealthy train must have missed us, because I don't know. I want to just have money. I don't even want to be rich. I want to be very comfortable. And then you can only be alone.
Slightly comfortable.
Slightly comfortable?
Like, I will make do.
Anything but uncomfortable. Right. If we could do that.
And even slightly uncomfortable is fine. I can manage it. I've always been very uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable with money. Because I'm nervous about losing the money.
Mm-hmm.
Because all I think about is being poor again. And then I'm constantly driven to, like, overachieve when it's not that deep. None of this is that deep. But my anxiety says, you got to go to work. You got to do this. You got to... I don't want to, though. I don't want to do this.
Well, I just don't want to go every single day.
No.
Like, can I have, like, people who work 3-12s.
Yes.
I could do that.
I could do that.
I could work 140.
I could work, like, yeah, I could work a 40-hour shift, and then I am done. I could do
not
it.
Talk to me for a week.
Yeah, don't call me. Mm-mm. I'm telling you, when the pandemic hit, and I took some time off because the place that I was working, quite literally at first, they refused to take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, I'm not an expert, but they're saying we're 10 days behind Italy. Now, Indiana wasn't 10 days behind Italy. New York was.
Mm-hmm.
So it did lag a little bit getting here. But I was, when I looked around at that $14 an hour job, I said, absolutely, I don't like any of you people.
No, I'm literally good. I will go stock shelves at Target.
Absolutely. What do you want me to do? Because what I'm going to do is go home. And they were good enough to say, you can use all your vacation days right now. So I did that, mm-hmm. and I looked for a new job in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, like, the best month I've had in years, because I got up it was spring. It was the most horrifying, unknown, I can't believe this is happening time. And at the same time, it was the most relieving time of my life. Because tranquil. I didn't have, yes, because I didn't have to go in and put my little dress shoes on and tip-tap over to a bank that I didn't care about, work with people I didn't care about. None of it mattered to me.
Right.
None of it mattered.
And I think you're onto something, though, with the whole, like, I don't want to work for someone else.
No.
I don't want to provide 40 hours a week or more, mm-mm. usually 45, because I'll work through lunch for sure, of my time to another to a company, an entity, some supreme being out there, faceless with a big bag of money.
Right.
Like, I don't want to do that.
No.
I don't want to do that. I would give 40 hours a week to something that I care about, to something that I'm doing.
If money, you know how people say, if money was no object, what would, you know, if it was no object, what would you be doing?
Lay down.
Also, like, if I had to do something, right? If they said, no, but you have to do something, volunteer my time, I'd go to the food bank. I'd go around.
Yeah.
But it would be at my leisure. It would not be me working. If money was no object, oh, would you be a rock star? Would you be a this? No, bitch. I would go probably put books back.
No, that sounds
terrible. No, I'd put books back for the librarians.
Mm-hmm.
I'd take a little heat off of them.
I would literally, like, my dream job, I think, is to just be, like, the person who puts stickers on fruit. Like, I want to do something so basic that, like, it is... I am so irreplaceable, it's sickening. Or replaceable, it's
sickening. Yeah, they could replace me with this cat that just wandered in here. That could be the person that replaces me at my job. And that'd be fine. Because honestly, I have had jobs where...
The pressure's off.
The pressure's off. I don't want it. But when I think that I'm... Nobody's irreplaceable. But then sometimes you have a very specific set of skills. And you're like, okay, at least it'll be a little difficult to replace me. No, it's never been. It's never been. So if I'm going to be, you know... not valuable to a company, I might as well just go put the stickers on the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the cans around and the stuff. There's no such thing as unskilled labor, but they could replace me with this cat at any moment. Mm-hmm. And it's just how it is. But the thing is, if you think about too, I was, you know, obviously TikTok is my whole life.
Uh-huh.
So I've seen a lot of things about people saying, you know, their side hustles. Not, bitch, your side hustle, even if you didn't work for a big company and you had a hobby that you liked, and you try to monetize it, then you work 24 fucking hours a day, shipping, labeling, running a website, whatever you're selling. I have no creativity. I'm not very smart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do that either.
Well, and like these other people, they're like, oh, here's, you don't get rich like working. You get rich with passive income streams. If
bitch,
I hear that one more time,
I'm that means throw. Landlord. I'm that not going to be a landlord. You mean be the most evil being that ever lived? I don't think so.
Like, you're telling me...
I absolutely don't think so.
I mean, I basically already am a landlord right now.
Yes.
Because I have roommates, and they just pay me for the mortgage,
right.
Which is fine, but I'm not inflating anything.
No, and you're also living there, too. So it's right. Like, okay, well...
I'm not saying you have to pay me $500 a month because...
This is a house I own and I don't even live in, so therefore you pay my mortgage on a house that I bought.
And some.
Yeah.
And some, quite a bit,
for
actually.
For sure. For sure.
So...
Passive income.
And also, why? Can you imagine, like, being a landlord? How many problems you've had in any apartment, any rental place you've lived in? Like,
it has to be the easiest job on the planet because you have to have no soul. You have to... I don't give a shit. For all the landlords out there, I don't want you to ever tell me, oh, but I'm... You better stop because I don't want to hear it. They don't do anything. They don't fix anything. We had mold growing in our apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, there's mold. Literally black-looking mold.
Oozing.
Yeah, and you know what it was? It was coming from the siding. It was coming from outside. It was the exterior wall.
Mm-hmm.
It was coming from outside. So obviously it was not, you know, insulated right. It was festering outside in. And they were like, right, well, you're not going to get your deposit back because bitch, I didn't do this. Like, I don't know what this is, but it was, they do nothing. You can't get anyone to fix anything. You can't. It's just the worst. They do take your money.
They take your money real good.
Don't want to be a landlord. Don't want to. Honestly, I would truly like to get up whatever time I'd like to get up in the morning and wander around this town, help where I can, and then some days not help at all and lay in that bed.
Yeah. I think my ideal profession, and I've thought long and hard about this after I had my little life-altering events that put me out of work, and I was looking like, okay, now's the time where I get to, like, completely reevaluate my life.
Right.
I got a master's degree, and I'm sitting here like, I still don't know what to do, and I make as much money as a Taco Bell manager. Really, actually less, I believe, but whatever. What I believe would be my ideal profession, my ideal job to do every day. I want to be a jester. I literally just want to, like, be an office jester. Like, I want to be hired by companies, and I want to walk around, and I want to boost morale. Yes. I want to walk up to your desk and be like, how are you doing? I see you're doing terrible. Me too.
Right, same.
Yeah. And, you know, in tandem with that, I think that's kind of where... You're a millennial, technically, right?
Technically, yes.
Okay.
Elder, but yes.
Yes. Well, see, I'm a very young one.
Yes,
and
yes.
I think I fall, like, almost to Gen Z, depending
you're,
on
you're
where
teetering.
You look.
You're teetering, yes.
But I think the difference between, like, our generation, quote-unquote, and the older generations is that they're like, oh, you know, positivity is everything. You can get through it. You know, just change your mindset. You got to reframe that. Oh, God.
Mm-mm.
Don't come in with that. That's why I love the therapist I have right now.
Yes.
Whom you know.
Yes, who happens to be a friend of mine.
Correct. And because she never invalidates the way I feel about things. She's like, oh, yeah, that's terrible. Like, I need someone to validate. I need to go. I will pay you so much money for me to just come to you and say, my life is terrible.
And she's like, girl, same.
So bad. It is terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Yes.
Like, what are you
doing? Because she is between our ages. I think she's probably younger than me, but she is between our ages and probably... You know, number one, her schooling, her education was probably framed differently. But she's the type of, that's her as a person, but how she was raised and what age she is really determines. Because it's like, yeah, this toxic, the toxic positivity thing really, truly is a thing. Like, it's just the girl bossing, we're not girl bossing anymore.
I do not want to hear it.
No.
I don't want to hear, there's nothing I can't stand like a positive bitch.
I just don't want
it. Do not come at me right now. Like, let me be negative.
Yes.
Let me be Eeyore. And just be like, woe is me. Woe is you.
Woe truly is you.
You're right. Woe
Girl,
is you.
Girl, woe is you.
That sucks.
Yes.
It sucks so bad. And
yes.
And for that moment, you're like, I'm not alone. I am not miserable for no reason.
I can commiserate in the misery.
Yeah, like, there is a reason behind my misery.
Absolutely.
Like, for you to just be like, oh, well, it's really not that bad. Look at the bright side. Think about how bad other people have it. Are you kidding me?
Don't compare traumas. And my first reaction is to go, well, I know people have it worse than me. I don't need to make that blanket statement, because we all speak like we're putting caveats on everything we say, because the internet will eat you up. Well, you didn't factor in the, you know, children in Cambodia that don't.
Yeah.
Girl, I know they're suffering. Like, I'm not saying they're not, but I can't encapsulate that in every sentence that I speak.
Right, so, I'm still allowed to feel bad.
So let me feel bad.
And, like, yes, I have a roof over my head. Yeehaw.
Yes.
Yay.
As I should, though.
Amazing. Amazing that I have a roof over my head. That is cool, but that is the minimum.
Yeah.
That is the minimum, unfortunately. I know people don't have roofs over their head.
Right, which is horrifying.
I know the world sucks for a lot of people way worse than it does for me. I acknowledge that. Don't think for a second that has not crossed my mind. But I want you to say, wow, that is bad.
Yeah, today that's bad.
That is really bad. That's bad for you.
Yeah. Your experience that you have had is not great.
Terrible.
So that's what I can't deal with people like that. I can't. I understand that maybe that's how they sleep at night. Like, I get it. I get it, but there's no reason for that, and I've met so many people like that, and I also have to stop my husband sometimes because, you know, he's an optimistic guy, and so he will say, well, I mean, it's not, let me stop you at well, bitch, because I don't want to hear, well, it's not, at least we this, or that,
no,
I know that. I am very grateful on this side, but on the other side, I'm telling you this because I am struggling with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is on my mind that it is bad.
It is literally weighing me down.
Truly.
Like, I am carrying...
The albatross of this situation. Yeah. I can't do it.
You know those things at the gym when, like, those guys, like, have that thing behind them and they run on the track? It's like a huge, giant weight and they're, like, running with that thing?
Yes.
That's, like, me all day.
Right, with my thoughts.
I never take that thing off.
No.
I can't get it off. It is fused to my body. Someone has welded it.
Yes.
To me.
Right. And there are, we're not negative people. I think there's the delineation between, like, I don't think about just the negative things, but when I say, okay, this really fucking sucks, this
blows.
Thing that's bothering me, I have to say it. Mm-hmm. The last thing I want to hear is like, oh, but you're, don't. No. Don't.
That's why I think I would be such a good office jester.
You would absolutely.
I would walk in and be like, hey. It sucks, right?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
It blows so bad.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm here. We're going to laugh this off. Yeah. I'm not trying to make it positive.
Tell me more.
Yeah. Honestly, tell me. I want to be the office gossip. I want to go around the shit stir. I already am, which is just not gossip, but like I'm trying to like radicalize everybody I work with at all times, which is not the company's favorite.
Think they of don't, it like this.
Yeah. They don't love that. The other day, there was, and it's not where I work now, but it was where I worked previously. I was talking to some girls and they had gotten into it about, you know, being overworked and being whatever. They had kind of had a bit of a tussle. And I said, well, you know, you guys have to remember, I mean, your points are valid, but the reason you're in this position is because of failed leadership. Your anger is misdirected against each other. You should really look. So that really radicalized them towards that, which love. I love. We love to see. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
And the chain is never ending.
Never
ending. Like, you can just go right up the ladder.
Yeah.
Like, don't be mad at me. Be mad at X.
Right. Go ahead and look at the, let's zoom out.
Be mad at her.
Yeah. And if we had an office jester, perhaps these things would not happen.
Right. I think it's needed. I think it's really necessary.
I don't want to do anything. And I always felt like such a, because I'm 37 and I very much grew up in the time of like, you know, you can be anything you want. And you, if you just work hard. And at 18,
I did it.
Yeah, I did. I've worked very hard, actually. I've had a job for quite many years. I've done a lot of work. A
lot of jobs.
And
a lot of training, a lot of schooling.
Absolutely. You're very educated. I'm very work-life.
Like, but I've you're educated. You've taken trainings and courses.
Yeah,
and
I'm technically certified in things, but I do feel like my guilt, there's so much guilt that I have recently let go of just not wanting. I'm like, oh, I don't want any part of this. Like, I don't. It's not that I, like, want someone else to support me. I just don't think we should have to be supported in this way. I think we should have what we need. I don't want to make money. I don't dream of labor, like they say, you know, like, oh, right. I don't have a dream job. I don't dream of labor. I don't either. No, I don't either. Dream of it at all. I know it's a little cliche, but I don't.
Well, and that doesn't mean that I don't want to be productive. Like, I do want to be productive. I want to provide. Right. I really do want to provide. But I want to be able to provide in a different way. I don't want to work for a corporation.
In these conditions.
No, these conditions are unacceptable. I can't. Someone call OSHA.
Right, I'm calling them.
Actually, someone call FEMA.
Yeah.
This is a disaster. Someone send them in. This is terrible.
It's so bad.
I'm like looking around and the dust is settling and everyone's like, oh, back to work. I'm like,
I'm sorry, back to where now?
You do what? Hold on.
We're doing what now?
Like, the whole world just collapsed. We have an amazing chance to start rebuilding. And you're telling me you want to put the pieces back together the same way they were before?
I just want to go back to before. I'm like, back to before is dead.
Back to before is a memory.
Yeah. And I'm like, you don't.
She is gone.
So you guys just want to get. I think my therapist told me, she's like, you know, because when I was struggling a lot during the pandemic, there were people that I respected and cared about that just simply
lost that respect.
Yeah, they did. And it was just like, well, back to even before the vaccines, like the second the lockdown was over, back to the restaurants, back to flying to Florida, back to like doing whatever.
Black Friday shopping. Like the shit that you're doing. You're what? Hold on.
In groups. You're going to what are you doing now?
Going to a concert.
Yeah.
An indoor concert.
In this economy? Absolutely not.
But here's my thing. Like this, I've always felt this way. I do not want to be around people. What do you mean? Get off of me.
Right, large groups.
6 feet. I was so happy when we started that 6 feet thing because that, to me,
is a normal.
That is a normal distance to be away from someone. Do not stand right next to me. Like right now, I feel like I'm so close to you.
Like we're in each other's mouths.
And I could put a yardstick between us.
Yeah. But still, too many. We're really hunkered down in this small space.
I hate
like,
it.
It's just too much. And I think that this whole thing has like reframed a lot of our brains. But when my therapist said, people only have the capacity to hold something this massive in their brains, you know, for short periods, like this trauma and this, you know, like, oh, the world as you know it changed. And that's, she's not making excuses for people, but she thinks that that's perhaps why people are like, well, back to normal, gotta get back to normal. And they just fucking acted like the pandemic didn't happen. But in doing that, people died. And so for me, every time I hear people doing these excuses of like, just blatantly not giving a shit and just ready to go back to how things were, I'm like, I don't get
things
you.
Things sucked before. What they do you did. Mean you want to go back to before?
They did. And I don't want to go back. Thank you.
Like, why are we all so obsessed with being
the before?
Well, or just like being, not productive is not even the word I want to look for. It's like, you want to be this thing that never really worked anyways, and you want to, continue to...
Like, continue to be in a cycle that was just failing and not functioning.
Over and over and over again.
And that's your dream. That's
you have a desire to go back to that?
It's because... And I think the thing is, the more I was at home and the more things I... You know, I know a lot of people got radicalized to, like, Hillary Clinton is in the basement of that pizza parlor side. Mm-hmm. But then I got more radicalized of, like, oh... So this capitalist society really is failing. This is, we were taught the American dream. That's not really the truth. And like learning about whitewashed history, like there's so much that I dove into that I was like, oh, everything's bad. That's not good.
Well, and as someone like, you know, I have a master's degree in business. Yes. That doesn't mean I'm the smartest person in the world, but I know a couple of things about economical conditions that, and influences in history. And let me tell you a little secret. It all goes back to money.
Absolutely.
Every single bit of it goes back to money. Mm-hmm. The most evil things that have ever happened in history, money.
Money.
The most heinous crimes that have ever been committed, money.
Yeah.
The grossest things you can imagine, money. Yeah. The conditions that we're living in right now, money.
Yeah.
It's all about money. You talk about, like, and people are, like, misinformed on purpose. And let me give you an example. When I worked at the tanning salon for years... It was always like, oh, this is good for you, this is good for you, this is good for your skin, this is what you need to be doing. And I was taught those things.
Right.
Why do you think I was taught those things by the people that I was being taught by?
Because you have money. To sell and market
you
the things
that
they're...
You have to sell those things. Yes. Like, I was told that, you know, this is good for you, and this is going to really help you in the long run. And, you know, it's okay to do this because, no, I am literally... It's like a confirmation bias.
Yes.
Like, you're literally saying... Mine's the best, and let me tell you why. No shit.
People are in tanning beds. But, like, we thought, oh, but, like, this lotion, though, like, this is the reason you should use it because it's, like, so much better for your skin mm-hmm. and you're not going to have all this damage mm-hmm. and that you start talking about the UVA, UVB, and, like, you're into it because you... That's what you have to do. Yeah. Like, you are there to make a paycheck.
And you have to believe it.
You have to believe it to survive and look at yourself the next day, and mm-hmm. you don't even think about it.
Well, I mean, and like, it's another thing with, like, you know, skin products. Like, there's so many skin products out there, and they're like, oh, try this. I have this problem. Okay, try this. That didn't work. Try this. That didn't work. Try this.
Money.
And they're all by the same people and all the same companies that produce the ingredients that go into every one of those products. Are feeding those lies straight to you.
Right.
Confirmation bias. They're running their own trials. And it's all for money. And, like, for example, you know, it's like, you need to use this deodorant. Your armpits stink. Okay, use this. Mm-hmm. Use this body wash. You need to start doing this. Try this. Have you tried this? It always involves a purchase. It always involves a product. Whenever I go to the dermatologist, or I, like, see a doctor, mm-hmm. they're like, hey, have you tried doing nothing? And I'm like, oh, no. No, I haven't because I've been fed lies.
Right.
Over and over and over again. You know, like, one of the best things you can do is not.
And you're like, oh, so I can just stop.
You can literally just leave it alone.
Oh.
Leave it alone. You know, like, the microbiome on your skin?
It'll just
if you just destroy it over and over again with all these products, you're going to have really, really bad problems. Why do your armpits stink? Because you have bad bacteria in there. Do you know how to get rid of bad bacteria? It's really simple. Stop washing away the good bacteria.
Stop over-scraping. Yes.
They will win. Yes. They have won for a million years. Yeah. They will continue to win.
And that's the thing that I didn't even realize until recently. We're being sold something at all
every
times.
Level.
And I fall for it. Oh, my God. Do I buy?
Every level.
I'm like, you know what? I think I need that right there. And you know what it is? It's to justify going to my little 9-to-5. And then I buy all the little trinkets to make myself feel better about having to work. But I work. At least I make money. And then I put the money I make for the other people onto the bullshit. And then just to feel something.
It recycles back into those 1% pockets.
It constantly does.
Bye.
And I'm like, that's fine.
You thought they paid you.
Yeah.
But you gave that money right back to them.
I gave it right back to them.
Yeah, you did.
I sure did.
And I'm not saying hoard the wealth, because that's really bad for the economy too. Don't spend money. But the thing is, and I think what a lot of people don't understand is that, like, this typical, like, working everyday thing, and you make all this money, and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna retire, and I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna do that. No, you're not.
No.
Do you know what the average retirement age is in the United States?
Like 80?
Never.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm not kidding.
No, they don't retire.
The average age is never.
Yeah. And did you
Most
see...
Most people work till they die.
Did you see that there's a certain percentage of Americans that cite the lottery as their retirement? Like, they are banking on winning the lottery.
No.
There was... Because I had posted something about... Because the Hoosier lottery keeps popping up for me for some reason.
Like ads?
Yeah, like on Facebook for some reason. It's, like, constant. I don't know if I interacted
one time.
Talk about
a stupid tax.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't play the lottery, but, like, if I did, I don't know. Whatever. So I was just like, the comments, these people... are deeply invested in the lottery. And someone said, like, the average American is, I'll have to look it up, some percentage banks on winning. I would love to win the lottery. Yeah. I don't rely on winning the lottery as retirement.
I would love to win the lottery. Yeah. But, I mean, even at the same time, I think I would also hate to win the lottery.
It would be a blessing and a curse, for sure.
Like, the amount of horrible things that would have to happen to you.
Right.
After.
It's a, there's
like
something.
The attorneys, the legal, yes. The family, the friends, the people that you would lose. Like, the life that you know is now completely over.
Yeah.
It's completely
It's just like becoming over. Famous. It's like, the second you start getting recognized, it's done.
I know.
So
I'm
you
so
have
scared
to go. You have to go with whatever that is now.
I always thought I wanted to be famous.
I desperately
wanted
to be
famous. I
want
to be famous so that I can just, like, walk around and do whatever. And people will just, like, follow me with cameras and be like, oh, my God, yeah. I just want to catch a glimpse of your face.
Right.
Like, oh, that sounds so cool to be, like, so sought after. No, that sounds terrible.
As I've gotten older, like, when I hit my 30s, I was like, I don't want to be perceived.
Don't
ever look at me. Don't ever speak into my general direction.
Especially now with, like, cancel culture, which I think is changing.
I'd be canceled so fast.
But me too. But I also think it's changing, like, because canceling doesn't really do anything.
No, you, like, usually get a book deal or a comedy tour if you get canceled now. So I feel like it boosts. Like,
I mean, look at someone. I always use this example, but look at Trisha Paytas.
My God.
International disgrace.
Absolute.
Trisha Paytas.
Failure.
And she makes so much money. And she's been canceled on every level you can think. She's like, I am trans.
I am Jewish.
I'm Egyptian.
I'm Egyptian. I'm Gypsy.
Yeah. And also I'm emo. And
Wiccan?
Now I work at Domino's. Yeah. I'm a Wiccan. Oh my God. And, like, the things, it's like, you can't do enough to cancel yourself anymore.
You really can't. And
you
it's
could
crazy.
Get canceled at one point in time, but I believe that is over.
There's a market for everything.
Yeah.
Just like in sex work, just like in OnlyFans, in cancel culture, there is a market for, because somebody, the Kyle Rittenhouse of it all, the Candace Owens of it all, they are making money deals.
The Trisha Paytas. What was Gun Girl? What was her name?
Caitlin. Something.
Pooped her pants.
Pooped her pants. Caitlin pooped her pants. I think her last name is hyphenated pooped her pants.
Pooped her pants.
Yeah. So she makes money. It's all about what you'll sell your soul for. And I think that, like,
I don't think I could handle that.
No.
Like,
no,
if anyone
no,
was
no,
like,
no.
Hey, I don't like that, I'd be like, okay, well.
Right.
So you're telling me to kill myself.
Right. Over that,
I'm
no.
done. I'm done.
I just, yeah, I also wouldn't do, I'd be very Drew Afuelo about responses too. She's given me more power.
Me too. About like men, like, why do you care?
Yeah. And like other people's opinions, like, they're like, oh, you're fat, you're this. That would have, like, really hurt me when I was in my 20s. You cannot faze me now. I just don't, your opinion doesn't matter if you don't pay my bills or feed me or fuck me.
And
I don't care.
I think it's the negative mindset that we have, though.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Because, like, I can be so much meaner to myself than you ever could dream.
Yeah,
I
not.
Really know how to hurt my feelings.
Right.
You want to hurt my feelings? Don't call me fat.
No.
What do you think that's going to do? I call myself fat 60 times a day.
I just don't think they're really, there's nothing, if I don't respect your opinion, though, then you can never hurt me. Because if you said something to me and you were like, you know, Megan, this really upset me, it wouldn't hurt. I mean, it wouldn't.
Or, like, I think you suck because.
Right. Or, like, you all of a sudden just went on a tirade.
You would consider it.
I would be devastated.
Okay.
I would go, okay, Brad thinks this. This is how he got to this conclusion. I've upset someone I care about.
I need to reevaluate.
I need to really think. And I need to have a conversation with him after I've thought about this. I've hurt his feeling. Whatever. But if it's some dumb fuck on the internet.
What do you know?
There's people I know personally that could say whatever they wanted to me, and I don't care.
It would literally just slide, like, it'd be like shooting a bullet at Jell-O.
Right.
Like, it'd go right through.
Right.
And it would close right back up.
Yeah.
You'd
and we're healed, and we've moved on.
Yeah.
I just, if I don't have any respect for you, or I don't know you.
Maybe it's because we're dead inside. I mean, like, I think the emptiness of it really does.
Truly.
Help that.
But also, if you think about it, it's emotional maturity, because a lot of people would be like, oh, well, you're quick to defend yourself, right?
Oh, I'll never defend myself.
I absolutely won't.
You
think what you
like,
want, baby.
You could be like, you're trash. And I would be like, oh,
I used
correct.
To want to correct everything.
No.
I wanted to have the last word. Mm-hmm. Well, but she said that I was a this and I've only... Girl,
no.
I stopped doing that.
Can't be bothered.
10, 15 years ago. And it has been the most healing.
Yeah.
Because I don't care.
Do you remember when I went and did that YouTube video?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
And there were like comments. There were mean comments about me on there. Plenty.
Well, let's kill them.
Oh, no, so plenty. I'm going to tell you. Like, one of them said that they said, he looks like he sucks dick for food. And
I'm
chuckled.
Like, same.
No, I was like, good one.
Okay, not bad.
I said, hurt a little.
A smidge.
Good. Okay. I said, very good. So I took that and I added it. You
yes.
know what I mean? I
yeah.
was like, that is a new.
That's a new one.
That's
Got
a good
it.
One. And, you know, I wanted to respond.
Yes,
I wanted to be
your
like.
Your instinct is to respond.
I wanted to be like, joke's on you. I suck dick for free.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the first thing you need to change about your statement. And then the second thing is, who are you?
What is your significance here?
Who gives a fuck what you think? And better yet, who gives a fuck what I think?
Yeah, nobody cares about me either, dude.
I don't care.
I don't care what you think. I don't care what I think.
You think you're doing something?
Yeah.
You think you were onto something just now?
You really aren't. Mm-mm. You're not.
No. That has been done. That has been said.
Right. I have hurt people's feelings, and I was pretty good at that when I was a teenager, which I have to say I'm sadly proud of, because there were times that things affected me so greatly, but there were times where someone would come and want to physically fight me, which is so weird because I'm like, what are you doing? But there was I just remember a girl took her earrings out situation.
Oh, yeah.
And I destroyed her verbally to where she was standing there holding her little hoop earrings in tears.
Yeah.
Those are some skills you should have. But I feel like nobody has met that match when they comment or they like say, if I hear something about myself.
Yeah.
I'm like, that was a pretty good one.
If it's behind a screen though.
Oh, you're dead. It means nothing.
I'm like, oh, that was boring. I mean, come to my face.
Sure.
Oh.
Then we'll have a talk.
I've got you. Yeah. I've got you.
And I will ruin right back. You.
Give me some ammunition.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Because I will... That's when all bets are off, too. Like, stuff I would never judge someone on. Mm-hmm. Like, ever. Like, I'm never going to notice, like, if you're fat, if you're too thin, if you're mm-hmm. whatever. I don't care, girl. Like, I hope you're doing well. But if you come to me, I'm going to destroy you in a way that's going to stay with you for the rest of your life. Yes.
I will point out the snaggletooth you didn't even know you
sure
had.
I sure would. Do I ever think... anything about that otherwise? I sure wouldn't.
No, I would never think about it, but give me a reason to hate you.
Give me one reason to go off, because I will say words that I didn't even know I knew.
Well, but, and I, really the thing is I will go for your character.
Oh, for
I
sure.
I will very much avoid trying to attack you physically.
Right, but it's in the, listen, I'm not above it, and that's not right of me. Yeah. I know it's not mature of me.
Yeah.
But if you think, there are a very handful, like, a few people.
I'm going to sprinkle them in, though.
Yeah.
It's going to come. I mean, if you really want to come in guns blazing, I can't tell you where my bullets will land.
No.
One might hit you straight in the face.
Yeah. I will absolutely verbally destroy you. Don't want to do that. Don't want to have to be resorting to that.
Mm-mm.
But listen, I mean, I will. And that's how I feel. I think that might be the sad... I think so many people lash out because they literally can't deal with their emotions. And sometimes I'm like, oh, girl, you need to maybe sit with whatever that is because you're about to... cuss someone out for literally no reason.
Right.
But sometimes I just wish I could, just to maybe feel better. I know that's probably wrong.
You know, like those rage rooms people go to, yes, where you just destroy stuff? I need that for like a person.
Do they have those here, like rage rooms? Because we need to do that. I know they have axe throwing and like...
Oh, we're getting another escape room. We have like five.
I can't escape this room. Do you think I want to go solve a puzzle? Bitch, I can barely get out of bed.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really want to do another escape room.
I can't do anything that's mentally draining. Do you have any idea? I know you do.
Oh, you know I do.
But when I'm saying to the listeners...
Right.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to be in your own head all day?
And, like...
That is horrible.
Do you think...
It's a prison.
There's some people that, like, just kind of think about whatever comes across their desk, yeah, and then they think about, like, whatever's happening. They're in the moment.
Oh, my God, no.
I'm thinking...
I'm in the past, present, and future. Ghost of Christmas always. I will be thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it. I've thought about it. I'll be thinking about it later.
Yeah.
They say rumination is so bad for you, like mentally. And I'm like, all I do is ruminate,
I've never
bitch.
Not ruminated, yeah.
I'm ruminating as we speak.
I'm thinking about all the horrible things I've done in my life.
Right now. Right in this very moment.
But I'm also, and this is so weird because this is like, I am such a like one-way mirror. Like you would right. never know. Because I also am the same type of person where I have no regrets at all.
None.
I don't care.
No.
I'm like, well, I can't change it. Like, nope. Why would you bother?
I used about to. I think I might have had regrets years ago, but it's been so long. I don't. Because I'm like, well, what if it's some weird butterfly effect and it would change, you know, something else?
Right.
Or I don't give a fuck. Oh, I said what I said. I did what I did.
And
I'm not holding any shame for anything really either.
I'm gonna retract my statement for a minute. I'm gonna recant because there are two things that I do regret.
Will you say them?
Yes. One is that I regret how little kindness I showed to some people who are now gone.
Okay.
I regret that.
That is a valid regret.
I regret that. I wish I was a little bit more kind to people who needed it more, specifically people who were struggling
right.
in a moment with like an illness or
right.
addiction or like right. whatever. Like I wish I had more kindness, more patience.
For that, in that
In
moment.
Those moments.
Right.
I do regret that.
Yes.
And I also regret saying a lot of the things that I said in 2012.
Okay, you know what?
Because
yes.
I'm going to tell you a little secret. And it's not necessarily shame, but I was raised in a very redneck environment.
Mm-hmm.
And there
mm-hmm.
were some things that I thought and said that were not correct.
No.
They were not correct.
Not
I was indoctrinated
correct.
As I went to college. And, you know, they can, the people can call it what they want to call it. But I believe people can change a lot.
Absolutely they can.
And the N-word was in my vocabulary. It really was.
And no adult ever stopped us.
Correct.
No person ever said, do you understand the significance of that?
Yeah.
Do you understand that you are white and that is inappropriate?
Right.
I never had a cultural experience or anything in my life that would have ever red flagged that for, like, to repeat it in a song, that it was just normal. And to this day, mm-hmm. I don't even like reading it in books and stuff because it stresses me out. And I'm like, this is not for me. You know what I mean?
Like, I literally have grown so uncomfortable with the word that I wish it did not exist.
Right.
Like, at all. I know that I don't get to make that.
No, we obviously do not have any say, but that's just our personal experience.
But, like, I don't even want to be around it, and I think it is tied to the shame.
It is so deeply shameful.
There was several moments in my life where I was less than politically correct.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. But
less than.
Changed behavior. Changed behavior is the only way. Apologies don't do it. It's like when Jenna Marbles, like, left the internet. She did some really questionable shit back in the early 2000s, and then she never, ever did them again. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was her. She was done, and that was it.
But her mindset changed. Like, I think once... And to become an advocate...
Absolutely.
...is a thing. Like, you know, I have a Black Lives Matter flag hanging on my house.
Right.
If I ever heard a white person say the N-word, I'm coming for them.
Right to their face.
Faster.
Yeah.
Then
I'll make you look stupid.
Oh, I'll make you look so stupid. Mm-hmm. And it will come from a place... of understanding.
Right.
Because I understand that you're ignorant.
Right.
I understand that you are undereducated about some of the things that are going on right now. I understand that.
Right.
And I can give you that patience and that kindness and that understanding.
Yes.
Now, no person of color.
They don't owe you that.
They don't owe you that at all.
They don't owe you that at all. No.
They get to come at you.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Here, I had a friend who, a tweet of hers surfaced from 2012 God. And it had the N-word in it. And she got... drug mm-hmm. across Twitter. I'm talking tens of thousands of retweets. She was drug. Okay.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, once a racist, always a racist. You can't change. Fuck you. Mind it. These were people of color.
Right. And they are allowed to feel that way.
And I was like, you know what? I'm never going to invalidate what they're saying, but I am going to politely disagree because I think that you can change because I did.
Absolutely.
I'm going to tell you, like, it was one.
And I would rather you change than continue that behavior.
Well, that's
and
the point.
You
of
have
progress.
To allow people to progress.
Yes.
And not everybody. I'm not saying give any free passes. I'm not saying.
None.
I'm not saying you have to allow as a person of color. But in my life, as a white person who has mm-hmm. it obviously much better in that way, I'm not discriminated against because of the color of my skin. So I don't get a say in any of that.
None.
But in my life,
the only thing you can be is an advocate.
The only thing that's I can it. Do is stay in my fucking lane.
Yep.
Keep my mouth shut. And learn from my personal experience and do better.
And I will do everything I can to protect your ability to feel the way that you need to feel about
absolutely.
All the things that happened.
Because it's absolutely not my place. It's
not
absolutely
my
not my place. And so I go ahead and stay in my own my own business. And then,
well, and if it is a thing where you're like, you know, if some of my stuff surfaced and everybody's like, you said this. Like, one, I'll bring it up.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. I said it. 100% said it. Do I regret it? Absolutely.
Every bit
am
of it.
Am I sorry? Sure am. But am I going to defend myself? Well, no.
No, because then you start, that's a slippery slope.
You are not going to defend yourself. You're going to say, I am going to modify my behavior. Mm-hmm. I have changed since then. I acknowledge that this was a disaster.
And that's all she can do.
And that's all she can do. That's all that it can ever be. I was expelled from school.
We you have 8 minutes left. Expelled from school?
Yeah. Expelled for using the N-word.
Well.
And you know what? One, I deserved it.
Right?
I deserved it. Two, I did not think it was a big deal at the time.
Isn't that wild?
I was like, God, seriously expelled?
Right. Oh my God, yeah. Because as a white person to you, it's not a big deal.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
And in the area that we're in. And again, don't want to defend it. Don't
want to
defend it at all. I'm not defending the behavior of anybody, especially in 2022.
Not here. Year of our Lord.
No, I'm going to tell you, in 2012...
different story.
It was a different story. There. It's not even I needed a defense. I was in an armed fortress.
Yeah. Because that's the privilege and the comfort of being the white person in the Midwest who could just do whatever they want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I mean, like, I'm so grateful to have been able to change mindsets.
Yeah.
But, like, especially, like, places like the workplace. You know, we talked a lot about the workplace. If I ever heard someone say something like that in the workplace, I would be like...
it's awful.
I
can't do it.
It's over for you.
I just can't. I can't do it.
You're done.
You're done. Yeah, and not here. Not with all the access to...
And also, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done and you're done. We're all done. That's
no,
just
absolutely
it.
Done. And that's, like, I think, because people of color were at the mercy of white people for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
still are, and that's
oh, 100%. Yeah. But I mean, like, when I say at the mercy, I mean, like, bound and shackled.
Absolutely.
Physically and literally.
Yes.
So, at this point, yeah, the ball's in your court, girl. Like,
right, I do whatever,
not,
yeah, I'm...
Yeah, I am not the one, like, I will do everything I can to fix this issue upon your guidance.
Right, all we can do...
I am not
going
to take it and have white savior complex and think I get to fix this problem.
Nope.
No, I will do everything that I can, I will do whatever you tell me to do. We will remediate this however we need to.
That's a good regret.
And I will be here.
Yeah, that's a good regret, that's something that we can all learn from, and I think that all we can do is do better.
So yeah, small regrets.
Small regrets.
Actually, I think they're big.
Large regret. Well, that's a large regret, but I'm just saying I don't regret things because I cannot do anything about them, but I have changed my behavior to remedy anything that I feel like I should regret.
To rectify the situation.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Well, we're running out of time.
Okay.
That's an odd place to end, but we will soldier on as we do.
Well, and you know what? If there's anybody of your one listener, me...
Yeah. If you listen to this and have any thoughts, you get back to me.
I will circle back.
Circle on back, and then I will get back to you because we are the only two people that will probably listen to this, so.
That's true.
There we go.
Maybe Lana might listen to it.
We'll send it to Lana.
Okay.
All right.